Pat Barrett capping off a few tunes there ahead of the first thoughts. Best 5 minutes of the day on a 30-degree Friday. Good Friday, April 2nd. Jason Kanz on the other end of the line from jasonkanz.com and author of Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, the book and the devotional. And true to your word, you offered that deal on Facebook yesterday.
I did, yeah. So it was, put it up there. A few people responded.
Well, tell us what the deal. Tell us what the deal is again.
Yeah, so I had put up that my book, Notes from the Upper Room, it's available on Amazon, I think, for $10. And I had said that I would be willing to sell them. If people wanted to reach out to me, I would take a dollar off if they would let me sign the book. So
I'll let you sign my groceries. Will you take a dollar off of those, too?
I don't know. Based on our conversation earlier in the week, it sounds like they already took money off of your groceries.
Yeah, I'm like, pay me
but
more.
You at least paid for yours.
Charge me for these Italian sausages. So,
You at least paid for yours.
Yeah, really. I know. Author of a big fancy Christian book, and he's just like, he thinks he gets free groceries here in the Chippewa Valley. So, all right. Well, it's Good Friday, so working through Holy Week today. And
yeah.
The day, this is a unique day, right? I mean, good, certainly people, I remember as a kid certainly going, Good Friday, Jesus gets crucified. It wasn't too good for him, but.
Yeah, good for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every year I think to myself that I should take off Good Friday just because I think it's, I would like to give more thought to it than what I do. And yet every year I kind of skip on past it. And I was just working through Letters to the Beloved, and I'm in Matthew 27 and 28 this morning.
Hmm.
And one of the things that struck me was, you know, at Jesus' crucifixion, the disciples all really left, you know, other than the women who stuck around. And really thinking about, boy, what would I do? You know, would I leave because of fear? Would I think, well, I guess that was a good show and just kind of move on with life?
Hmm.
Or would I spend time pondering the reality of what Christ has done? And, you know, I think, again, to find moments today when we can slow down and think about the reality of the cross, the power of the cross, the love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross. So.
Yeah, I think it definitely is great to get into the Word, whichever gospel, even Matthew. I mean, just the words there, inspired by the Spirit, I mean, and just in bringing out the brutality of it. And I think just the contrast of this, the innocent Son of God and what he faced in terms of this, you know, the false trial and the beating beyond recognition and ultimately, you know, his death on the cross. So once for all, the just for the unjust, the righteous for the unrighteous. So, well, we've been in for the period of Lent. We've been in the Path to Wholeness devotion. Do you have a summary for us from that this morning?
Yeah, so this morning, it's appropriately the two sides of the cross. And he, you know, is talking about John 19. It says, so they took Jesus carrying the cross by himself, and he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him. And he says, you know, what happens before Easter is Good Friday, right? So here we meet with the broken areas of our lives, the temptations and sins and darkness, the attachments to the world that need to be released. And I think it's again, good for us to face those darker areas. And yet, it doesn't stop there. You know, the Easter side of the cross, he says, promises forgiveness, redemption, salvation, both here and in the life eternal. Thank God that forgiveness is freely given, as none of us was actually there when Jesus was nailed to the cross. None of us made the decision to willingly give himself as a ransom for all people everywhere for all time. This is the Easter message. We do not have to live on the Good Friday side of the cross. And so I think, again, that's a good reminder of, you know, Good Friday shows us our brokenness, and Easter shows us our belovedness. And I think that's true for both days. But you had posted something yesterday. I think it was something Danny Gokey had shared, the mathematics of the cross.
Yeah.
and remind me what it said. It's three nails plus one cross equals forgiven.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Forgiveness,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's, again, it, we should slow down today and really ponder both sides of the cross.
Yeah, I like, in wrapping this up, Jason Kanz, I mean, I guess I've been a part of both things. I've been a part of, you know, an event that you're at, just kind of leaving you there and letting you ponder his, he was dead. God was crucified, and then just ponder that and then waiting. Caleb posted something on our Facebook page last night, a repeat from last year about giving the kids rocks in a basket, but then, you know, a different, that carries over to Easter. You can check it at our Facebook site.
Yeah.
But, and there have been other ways where they want to include the resurrection on Good Friday. And I prefer that, you know, let it linger, like you're saying. So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's, and just one last comment. I say this, I think every year, John Ortberg's sermon on Saturday, he talks, he has a sermon about the Saturday between the cross, I think is one of the best sermons I've ever heard.
I have heard that. Yeah, that is really good. Yeah. Thank you, friend. All right. See you for breakfast tomorrow. Thank you.
Sounds good.
All right. There we go.
I have a few different songs in my head this morning, Susan. That was one of them. And just personally, for a moment, there was a time in my life in college where I was really, really struggling with, do I really believe anything that I've been taught anymore?
Right.
Do I, you know, is this really mine? I'm going to a Bible college and saying, is this faith really mine? Or was it just my parents? Why am I investing so much of my life into a faith that I'm not sure that I hold to anymore?
So painful.
And I remember, you know, as I was wrestling with that in a really dark time, on my iTunes, I know it's called Apple Music now, but on my iTunes, this song by FFH rolled up, and it's still the cross. It's the tower of peace. It's the place of relief. That's where everything centers. Everything the Bible points to the cross, which points to the empty tomb. And so as we celebrate that this weekend, I think about songs like that, maybe others that have touched your life. We'd love to hear about them, where God used it to point to his eternal truth, that even from the moment that Adam and Eve rebelled, there was a redemption plan in place.
Amen.
And the beauty of that is something that can never be comprehended this side of heaven.
Mm-hmm. We have some Easter traditions around the world, and of course, Easter starts with Good Friday. So here's an interesting tradition in Bermuda. Celebrating Easter is a weekend affair on the beautiful British island of Bermuda. It begins with Good Friday Kite Fest.
Really?
Yes. People who want to celebrate take to parts of the island to show off and fly their homemade kites with all kinds of different designs. And then throughout the weekend, they eat codfish and hot cross buns.
Hmm. Antigua, Guatemala, according to the Conde Nast Traveler, Antigua in southern Guatemala covers its streets in colorful carpets throughout Holy Week in preparation for today's procession, Good Friday. The long carpets are made from flowers, colored sawdust, fruits, vegetables, and sand.
I love that.
Huh.
That's like a Palm Sunday, welcoming the king. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah, all over the world.
This one actually caught my eye. I'm going further down the list here, all the way to Hungary, because it's a Hungarian Easter tradition called sprinkling. According to a website based in Hungary, it's observed on Easter Monday, which is also known as Ducking Monday. Boys playfully sprinkle perfume or perfumed water on girls after getting their permission to do so. Young men used to pour buckets of water over young women's heads, but now they've moved to perfume and water sprinklers. So, that's the Monday after Easter. Maybe if it's still warm, you want to surprise your kids with it. It's like, that's what they do in Hungary.
Huh.
Well, how about in Australia, in 1991, Rabbit Free Australia launched a campaign to ban the chocolate Easter bunny. Because in Australia, rabbits are widely considered pests for destroying crops and land. Companies now make chocolate bilbies for Easter.
What's a bilby?
It is a rabbit-like, it's a bandicoot, rabbit-eared bandicoot, which evidently does not have the mischievous bent that rabbits do. So you will look far and wide for a chocolate Easter bunny in Australia.
All right. There you go. Two more here, of course, in Jerusalem, taking place in the city where our Lord was crucified. Christians celebrate Good Friday by walking that same path, the Via Dolorosa, that Jesus did on the day he was nailed to the cross. Taking note of his pain, some of those who participate also carry a cross with him in remembrance. Then on Easter Sunday in Jerusalem, many pilgrims attend a church service at the Garden Tomb, which is something I'd love to experience.
Oh, yes.
Well, on a more lighthearted note, in Poland, pouring water on one another is still a Polish Easter tradition. And then there's,
what is it with Hungary and Poland? Like, then there's sprinkling or dunking
wet
people.
Monday on Easter Monday. So people try to drench each other with buckets of water, squirt guns, or anything they can get their hands on. I hope it's more like July than April in Wisconsin. Legend says the girls who get soaked on Wet Monday will marry within the year.
Wow. Right. Here we go.
Some Easter traditions around the world. The Ragamuffin Band with My Deliverer here on WWIB on a Good Friday. We are family and so glad you've joined us. Caleb, Mark, and Susan with you. And Susan, you were regaling me with some facts about Rich Mullins. Of course, writer of the song, as you mentioned, but not ever able because of his tragic passing.
Right.
Going home to be with the Savior, was not able to sing
right
on that song.
He died very suddenly in a car accident. And my husband and I really love Rich Mullins. We found his biography and found out afterwards he was even more amazing than we thought. Definitely not a saint, of course, but someone that arranged for his salary, all of his royalties, to be sent to his home church. And then the pastor and elders gave him the money he needed to live. And then at the end of his life, leaving a lot of music behind and going to teach music on an Indian reservation with a heart just to spend time with the people that society's really pushed aside. Just a beautiful spirit who really lived his faith.
And I think about that again after Maundy Thursday, too, and something we posted on the WWIB Facebook page last night. I forget who said it originally, but, you know, what would you do if you knew you had one day left to live? And, you know, would you go crazy, eat everything you wanted, travel, and this person said, but then it hit me. Jesus knew that he had one day left and he washed feet.
Yes, that really hit me. When I read that post that you had, it was an attitude 180 for me.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing what love, what sacrifice, the example of our Savior as we try to follow in his steps and not because of anything we have in us, but by his grace. We can follow hard after Jesus Christ, and that's our goal for you. If you don't know him, if you don't know Jesus Christ personally, we would love to talk with you here at WWIB. We'd love to be able to introduce you to the Savior who would leave heaven behind to come on a rescue mission to redeem his church, and that's what we celebrate here at Easter and at Good Friday.
The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Friday morning. We did headlines yesterday, but we actually we'll bring it back next Friday, and Susan...
Well, I had trouble sleeping last night, and of course, my thoughts turned to myself immediately, and then God graciously turned my thoughts towards him. And I try to do the Spurgeon morning and evening every morning, and Charles Spurgeon had an excerpt from Matthew 27, verse 12. But when the leading priests and elders made their accusations against Jesus, he remained silent. Don't you hear all these charges they're bringing against you? Pilate demanded. But Jesus made no response to any of the charges. And I remember as a child, I would say, Jesus, say something. You're God. Do something. And all of that was sort of turned around this morning when I read what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, nothing can be said in palliation or remedy, excuse of human guilt. Therefore, he who bore its whole weight stood speechless before his judge. So Jesus wasn't standing there to defend himself. He was standing there to answer for our sin. And really, there is no excuse. Yep. There's no response he could have made. And so now, instead of saying, Jesus, say something, I say, thank you. Because I have no defense, and either he couldn't defend our sin either. So he said nothing.
And I think of a song that we'll probably play later today, Ren Collective, My Advocate, how Jesus Christ, the righteous one, stands before the Father now in our defense.
Yes.
Because he didn't defend himself then and took that full blow of the wrath of Almighty God against all the sins of this world and took it full upon himself. Now he can stand before the Father and plead our cause and say, their debt is paid.
Yes.
And you know what occurs? I posted a quote from the late Dallas Willard yesterday on my Facebook page, and it's along these lines, and it encourages me that God is sovereign, and even as we remember the events of Good Friday, God is sovereign. This is what Willard said. He said, in the light of who Jesus really is, we would err badly if we were to describe his torture and death simply as the passion. Suffer he certainly did, but it is Jesus himself who was in charge of the events and people involved in the story. So remember that.
Yes.
I think of this song now from Go Fish, of course, one of my favorite groups growing up. You've probably heard it, sung it in church, and this verse in particular sticks out to me. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God, the just, is satisfied to look on him and pardon me before the throne of God above, WWIB. The WIB Wake Up Show, and we have our contest starting again, Mom's Night Off, where every single Friday we call a mom live on the air and give her a little break with $25 from Festival Foods for a night off of cooking and two tickets to Mycon Cinemas so you can enjoy a night off. And our winner is Mary Hack from Durand.
Yay.
And we actually have hubby Dale on the line right now. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you. Now, I called for Mary to congratulate her, and you said she's where right now?
She's outside feeding calves.
So, tell us a little bit again about Mary, if you would. Brag on your wife a little bit, because we want to honor moms as we're leading up to Mother's Day here. And my goodness, already in the morning out feeding calves and taking care. I'm sure she's been up for a while.
Yep. Yeah.
So what are some of the things that Mary does on a daily basis that you love about her?
Well, she takes care of the cattle. She takes care of me. Watches me.
Sure.
Which one is harder, to take care of cattle or you?
Me.
Okay.
Well, Dale, again, with Mom's Night Off with Festival Foods, we know it's not a huge gesture, but we just want to say thank you to the moms out there who so often go unrecognized. And so we just wanted to recognize Mary for a moment or two this morning. So thanks for joining us on the air. I know she sent her entry form. Spring planting gets real busy. And so we won't keep you long because I know you have plenty of responsibilities, but we want to honor your wonderful wife here. And we're going to send you to the movies when you get a chance to come up for air and give you $25 from Festival Foods as well.
Thank you very much.
All right. Just one moment. Hang on the line for us, Dale. In the meantime, let's get back to the music. This is from the Newsboys with Peter Furler. The cross has the final word. WWIB, we are family on this Good Friday. Thank you for joining us.
Pete Sonnenteg was a great brother in the Lord, and he loved Carrie Underwood's How Great Thou Art. It's requested on this, his birth anniversary, from his son Garrett this morning. WWIB.
Away my soul.
WWIB, We Are Family, and it's time, Halvo. We've had a couple-week hiatus,
yes,
but it's time
it's
for the best of the week.
It's been 3 weeks since we've had the best of the week, but we've got one right now, including
Yay.
Susan.
I can't wait to hear it.
Let's give it a listen.
Rob just can't believe it. His mind is really blown. Why people at the store think they can talk on speakerphone. We don't need your drama or want to hear you whine while you're in the aisle or with us in the checkout line.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
Don't.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
That's it. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Agree or disagree?
Completely disagree.
If Ally McGraw hadn't died in that film, her marriage would not have lasted. Uh-huh. Because...
And again, 52 years later, you know, 51 years later, and that's a spoiler alert. So
oh, sorry, everyone. She doesn't make it.
A pastor giving a children's sermon asked... Why do you think I wear this collar? One child answered, because it kills ticks and fleas in up to 30 days.
Oh, no, I can talk about your personal medical issues. I'm just in a giant store with 2,000 of my closest friends.
My coach used to always say, you know, I played football back in the day. I know it's hard to believe, but my coach used to always say, you know, he'd say, Frelick, put your game face on. Put your game face on.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Know?
Yeah,
it's like you've seen my face. I mean, you've met me. You know, I don't have a game.
Your sorry is basically like I repent. I don't want to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way to keep a marriage or any relationship together that is anything but a superficial relationship. If you're real in the relationship, you're going to do things that hurt
sure.
someone's feelings unintentionally.
Hey, two cannibals are eating a clown. One of them looks to his friend and says, does this taste funny to you?
You little fool!
We can't avoid eavesdropping when you make this choice. Our eardrums are held hostage by your caller's blaring voice. Here's a little secret, you'll truly make our day. If you start to be self-aware and put your phone away.
I apologize, and this is nothing against my wife, it's just I make more mistakes. So I just know, and you have to just embrace the fact that I apologize a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just
that's
kinda...
a beautiful thing in a man. My dad... always apologize. He always took responsibility if he, you know, said something he didn't really want to say. And so I had that modeled as a man would uh-huh. say he was sorry. And that was a huge gift to me. Okay, I heard this as I was in my driveway. A poodle and a collie were walking by, and the poodle was talking to his friend and said, my life is a mess. My owner is mean. My girlfriend ran away with a schnauzer, and I'm jittery as a cat. Well, why don't you go see a psychiatrist, suggested the collie. I can't, said the poodle. I'm not allowed on the couch.
That's good. That's good. So I get home and I find out, why is Athena in her cage? She was naughty. What did she do? Well, there'd been some keto chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream the girls had out to defrost. And Athena felt like it didn't need any more defrosting. And so she somehow, I don't know, off the... I mean, how did she get this? And so that was cashed. And then, lo and behold... disappears the second half of Mark's burrito. Forget the body snatchers. We've got the food snatcher in our house.
So many times, I know I was wrong right away. I know it. But it takes a little time where it's like, yeah, let's have a short account, both, you know, with my wife, but also with my children, because
yeah.
sometimes when daddy screws up in front of everybody, he's got to call everybody together to repent. And that takes... some humility, and it's not something that comes naturally, so help me, Jesus.
Put that phone away.
The labor of love from Havel here in the Wib Wake Up Show. It is the best of the week here
so
on the station.
So good, Mark. Thank you for doing that.
It's fun.